Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and we're going to have a lot of fun here tonight because I don't know if we've ever had any real improv people on the show. I've had singers and actors and a professional whistler, God help me, and an opera fanatic, but not folks who really got on the ledge and the limb and the edge to go out there, no script per se, nothing but just their wits about them and some suggestions. And so who knows where this will go? And we'll do maybe a little bit of improv, but also some talking with TJ and Dave. Now, TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquese are generally Chicago performers, but they're in New York for a while because they've got a new show here that they're doing off-Broadway. So I'm going to talk to them about it, and they'll talk to me about it. TJ and Dave, which is the name of their thingy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
And is that what you've named your thingy?
It is. It's called, my thingy has a different name, but the show that we're doing is called TJ and Dave.
It's Dave Jr., isn't it? Yeah, there. Thank you. So what is TJ and Dave? How is it different from, say, Whose Line Is It Anyway, even before it sucked with Jim Carrey?
Even the British one?
Well, the British one was great, yeah.
Complete. This is a long-form two-man evening. We have no suggestions, and we just start improvising. And where it's going to go, we have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
And whereas Whose Line is built on kind of short-form games, mm-hmm. Dave's show and mine ends up being more like a one-act play than kind of segmented, specified, described games kind of thing.
So what are some of the recent plays, I guess, that have evolved from a suggestion or a thought?
Well, just last night we had a woman, a beautiful woman, who everyone she came in contact with became smitten by or with.
Well, was that the audience member who made the suggestion, or that's
no,
the theme of
no,
your play?
Oh. There was no, we don't take an audience suggestion. We just begin, and then whatever seems to be going on, we follow that. And
who was the girl?
She may or may have not been an angel.
She was the gal was played last night by both of us. One of the things that Dave and I do is that even though someone originates that part within the show, out of either mostly out of necessity, someone else may end up playing that part, and at that point, I may end up going into a part that Dave originated. So it depends. Sometimes we'll create up to 10, sometimes 12, I think, is our high watermark characters, and we try and keep as best we can them alive
throughout the
right,
narrative.
Right.
And we move around. Last night was a bit unusual in that we only had
one location
with two different rooms. We only had three characters. Oftentimes we move around quite a bit and have more characters than that.
So do characters return over the weeks and the months that you do this, or is it once it's done and it goes into the air?
That's it. It's just for that evening. That's the way it's worked out so far, and we've been doing it for 4 years back in Chicago, and we've been doing it on and off for about a year here in New York, and we've not repeated a story.
Huh. Now, how did you guys end up hooking up in Chicago?
Our initial meeting was there's an event in Chicago called the Chicago Improv Festival, mm-hmm. and the organizer, this was, I guess, 4.5 years ago,
five years ago,
was counting on this big, SAG and writer's strike happening, and so had basically plugged people, assuming that they would not be working at that time because of the strike.
Big name TV and
SNL folks and folks who worked at Conan and Mad, and they resolved the strike, so they couldn't come because they had to work. And he found, put together, there was a six-fella cast at that point, and that evening was the first time I ever worked or got to play with Dave.
As it were. But mm-hmm. why him? I mean, why did you hook up as opposed to all the other different performers that you would have circled around in Chicago theater? Because their theater scene is as vital as New York's in a way.
Yeah, and certainly for improvisation, it's a great spot.
I mean, we have a place in New York called Chicago City Limits. I mean, that's just how influential it's been in that scene.
Right.
So,
I'm a little older than TJ and a lot of the guys. One of the things about Chicago is that once you do a certain amount of work there, people tend to leave and go on somewhere else because there's only a certain amount of things. There's no television or film work there. So when people want to.
Well, there's Oprah, but.
Right, right. There is
which
Oprah.
Which is why people leave.
I, you know, that's an excellent idea. I should start to. I should start working that. Start to get on Oprah more often.
Yeah.
You know, because I got problems.
Oh,
I got problems.
A host
I got,
of them.
Yeah. I got plenty of stuff I can talk about.
I think your problem
about.
Is that you're not interested in fixing any of them.
Oh, I guess that's it, right. And I hate that Phil guy.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I really hate that guy. Mr. Phil, who calls
yeah,
him that?
My brother. Yeah. Refuses to call him doctor.
Well, if you guys, okay, why don't you guys banter a little more, and let's see where it goes. If, or would you, is that going to be weird doing that in this kind of situation?
It would be, it's part of what the aspect of what we do it kind of relies on a bit of the being able to be seen as well, the physicality of it,
oh.
and kind of inhabiting a space as well.
But we're happy to talk about nonsense. That's a large aspect of our evening.
Well, it's a good thing you're talking talk radio.
Yeah,
97%.
Yeah.
So, all right, talk nonsense to me. You know, beware of the Jabberwock.
Is there any particular topic you like to discuss? Because we're really any. We're equally well versed on everything.
Are you really?
Yes, equally well
versed
on
everything. Let's see. Well, sex is the obvious one, so I want to keep my listenership. Yeah. Well, what the hell?
Sex?
Yeah. Why?
You
not?
Mean the act of sex or love making, as some people I don't hang around with refer to it as?
Sure.
Yeah,
let's remember we are on regular radio, so we've got to keep it
right.
But it's also Sunday night.
I actually remembered
so
that
fisting
in
is okay.
Sentence.
Yeah.
Like that we were on regular radio.
So,
fisting is okay. Oh, good. You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say fisting isn't okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because the mess or just...
yeah, it's...
The elbow hurts or...
There's so many other ways I can disappoint. That I find I don't have to really stretch the envelope.
In a metaphorical way,
yes,
of speaking. What about you, TJ? What are your thoughts on the sexual congress?
I usually check.
Or the
oh,
House of Representatives as well.
As far as sex, the only thing I knew is I'd usually check the box that has the M next to it.
Oh, the M, right? Gender. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Oh, so
is
similar.
It other than that?
It's like M or N for neuter. I'm a little...
No. MF and N.
Yeah, all righty. Maybe we should go to another topic.
Sure.
All right, Amish milkman. Go!
Well, he wasn't Amish.
No, he wasn't. All right.
No, he wasn't. And I had an injury.
Topic is Amish milkman.
Okay, right. Amish milkman. All right. I guess it's safer to have an Amish milkman in an Amish community or an Amish grade school.
Yeah.
I guess so. Here was my idea. For people who are interested in lining up children and shooting them.
Like me, yeah.
And then shooting themselves, flip-flop it.
Go
ahead and shoot yourself first.
Oh, I see.
And then shoot the children.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to throw that out there to the people who are considering
that's
it.
That's more like for a Polish milkman, actually, I think. I was like, first I'll do this, and then I'll get the kids.
Throwback.
I can do that, yeah.
Was that just a Polack joke?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
As one? I felt, I think it was.
Oh, I have Polish blood in me, too.
Sure. I'll tell you, it was.
Totally was, yeah, absolutely. All right, so I guess I'm just going to throw out topics and let you do your thing, then.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I also don't want to misrepresent that this is necessary. We're happy to talk about anything at all, but usually the evening is that there's these relationships between
sure.
these people, which I'm not sure that we'll be able to get into.
Obviously
right.
not.
Okay,
that's
right.
why I'm throwing out.
Right. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Beck Lee, by the way, is the press agent who was responsible for bringing TJ and Dave to the Daverhood. Thank you so much, Beck. And we're
literally
be back.
Driving us out here.
Oh, yeah, actually, yes, yeah. And thank you so much for that, Beck. We will be back with more of TJ and Dave on the Daverhood right after this.
Hi, this is TJ Jagodowski.
And David Pasquazi of TJ and Dave.
And you're listening to Dave's Gone By
on WGBB.
Keep listening.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By, and we're in the Daverhood with Dave and TJ, or as they like to call themselves, TJ and Dave.
Actually, some of us like to call us that.
Most of us like to call us that.
Half of us like to call us that.
Well, when you're looking in a mirror, lengthwise, it's still it's Dave and TJ, but if you're looking from one eye, it's TJ and Dave, or something like that. By the way, just remind everybody before we get rolling back into the nonsense, you're playing where, when, what, what?
We're at the Barrow Street Theater.
Yep, which is basically 7th and Bleecker.
The first week of every month, we're down there for Thursday through Sunday. Shows at on Thursday through Sunday, it goes 10, 11, 11, 10.
10 p.m., 11 p.m., 11 p.m. So it's all kind of late night stuff.
Right, and you can find that all on BarrowStreetTheater.com.
And theater spelled with a...
R-E.
So Barrow Street Theatre.
Theatre, mm-hmm. Yes.
.com. So let's talk a little bit about the theater. What were like the first shows that you guys ever saw of a live performance?
I remember in I'm not well. I guess it would have been live performance.
It was Live New Girls at the Showtime
with my dad on my dad's lap.
Well, we were on your dad's lap for a while, and then
he asked me to leave for some
reason.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think one of the first ones was with school. I went and saw Glass Menagerie in the Round.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But one of the most influential ones, there was two of them. They were both the Wisdom Bridge Theater in Chicago, which is now defunct. But they did The Belly and the Beast with William Peterson, which was phenomenal. And then Hamlet, they did also this tremendous Hamlet with Aidan Quinn and Del Close was in it.
Good heavens. And then what about you?
I didn't see much straight
this
theater.
This is PJ talking. You saw a lot of gay theater, basically.
Almost exclusively, and that pretty much turned me off of theater, so I went into improvising.
Speaking of, sorry.
And then I did see Second City, and that was...
Was that a revelation?
Yeah, well, just that was kind of available and an option, and I got involved in some workshops, and then I really got hooked. I'd never been on stage myself until I was out of college.
Huh. And was it a dare, or
for me.
Yeah, or did you really that first time you got on stage when you were prepared to like, what was the situation for both of you?
I was in a class.
Oh.
I went to class with my brother who was in law school at the time and just wanted to take improv classes, and I at my mom's insistence I went with him.
Okay, and then you ended up being the one getting hooked,
right? And I read this book by Jeff Sweet called Something Wonderful Right Away.
Jeff's been on the show.
He's a great guy.
Real cool dude.
And that had a huge influence on me as well. And I find, you know, my teacher at the time was mentioned in the book, and it was I'd never realized that was a possibility for somebody to spend their time doing.
And what about you, TJ?
The first theater show that hit me was going to see Second City, and it did feel it was. Revelation-ish.
Revelationary. It was a revelationary.
Epiphanesque-ish.
Yeah,
Epiphanesque.
I knew Mr. Epiphanesque.
He's the poet?
He was the landlord, yeah.
Oh, just passed. Beautiful, beautiful service, though. It did feel like, well, man, if I don't try and do this for a living, I don't know if I'd ever actually be happy. And I'd never studied theater and hadn't done any acting and never been hired to do anything before Second City allowed me to tour with one of their touring companies.
Now, are you guys both making a living doing, maybe not a great living, but a living doing what you do?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, neither of us have other jobs.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between like the theater stuff and then, you know, commercial work here and there. That takes care of the
life. Improvisation for those of the youngsters out there considering it for an income source, that's ridiculous.
Right. But you subsidize through
grants. You know, I often just write letters to the phone company and I say, you know, they realize that they support the arts and I ask them to just, you know. I also called Bono and asked him to have the bank, forgive my debt.
Did it work?
Not so much. Not so much. The bank said, apparently it's easier to talk someone out of trillions of dollars than, you know, just a couple hundred grand.
Yeah, unfortunately. Back to the nonsense. Let's see. Let's have some more nonsense topics.
All right.
Also trying to get you guys going into some sort of thing here. Food. Any favorite foods for you guys?
I love the Italian food. I just like fresh.
As opposed to the Italian food, the Itai food.
Yeah, I love Itai food. I like it. I like it a lot. And you know what, man? This New York City, they got some restaurants here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And really, it's tremendous. It's hard to find a bad meal. I mean, I try.
Try harder. You can.
Yes.
Can you say you want to jump in here? You're doing silence. You're doing mime, which is a big problem on the radio.
This is, yeah. I like to think it gets across in its own way.
If
you listen carefully enough, you can hear my shoulders and hand motions.
Stop that hand motion right now.
I was just telling Dave in the ride out here. I hadn't tried them before our last visit here. I'm crazy about the wasabi peas.
Oh, those are Trader Joe's. You can get those.
I guess I just don't do any kind of like grocery shopping at home. I think we just order out so much that little like being able to walk into every little deli and find action. Those wasabi peas are knocking my socks off.
Yeah, I had a wasabi pea yesterday. Hurt like hell.
Were you able to pass it?
Nice comment. Thank you very much.
See, you don't need me, Dave.
Yeah, it's going to be Dave and Dave now.
By the end of this half hour.
So let's see, other topics. The religion, want to go there?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I noticed, did the rest of the listeners know that you share a radio station on the property here?
Actually, well, I'm sure some of them do, but by all means enlighten.
Well, is it a gospel?
Part of it, and it's also Christian,
but it's a Christian
radio station, yeah.
Christian music and stuff like that. It's which I find, and they didn't stop me at the door, which is nice. I like that when I'm, you know, just anywhere.
Are you a Yid? Are you one of us? Are you one of the tribe?
I'm not. I'm. What do you guys would refer to me as? A goy, I think, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are you Italian?
I am Italian.
Ah, so you can say Italian and not get funny looks. Yeah.
You know what though? There's another thing. that somehow I can make fun of the Italians because I am Italian. You know, I'm not that small-minded. I believe that I am, part of mankind, and I think larger than just these specific titles and consider myself part of humanity. And so, therefore, it's all open for me to criticize. That's my little way around it. We blacks, right?
Oh, so I guess I'm just your nose that's kind of large. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it that way. I had to go there. I'm sorry. I'm Jewish. Same things.
You know. How do you mean?
Protuberance in the wrong places.
Never mind.
It's Roman.
Yes.
It's Roman.
It's Roman all over the room. I'm sorry. That was not very nice. I never go towards that. And you're actually a good-looking tall guy. So I want to say that.
I don't know. Now I'm trying to translate that. We're good-looking tall guy. I wonder what he means.
Gay subtext after
that's
the show.
What, okay. All right. That's because
I've got the KY and the handcuffs. Made by Pennsylvania Dutch. No, I don't. No,
the,
I don't. What?
The handcuffs? Made by Pennsylvania Dutch?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cool. And they put people in the stocks.
Yeah, that's a nice cuff.
Oh. Okay.
You make a nice cuff.
I have a tiny nose. Mm-hmm. And I'm about as good as it gets, I think.
Well, Jagodowski, are you Polish? Or
half Polish, half Irish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you get drunk, but you don't know what you're drinking. I'm sorry.
You may not need me.
Well, we got 5 more minutes to we can just sit here in silence or come up with some other things to talk about.
Oh, if you can see my hand motions now, they're really good.
Oh, how about politics?
Well, you might get TJ for that. Absolutely, completely ignore as best I can anything to do with politics.
Yeah, I've yet to vote for any. The last time I voted was for high school like class president.
I voted for a last election. I voted for another buddy of mine for president, but TJ is a write-in for vice president. I don't know that too many people write in a vice president. Because they talk about, they say live free, or no, they don't. Live free or die was actually
that's
something
New Hampshire.
I believe. Yeah. No, vote or die. These guys were trying to convince us that you vote or die. You know what? That's simply not true. That is a lie. If I don't vote, I just haven't voted. I'm not going to die. You know, a lot of people believe that it's the lesser of two evils you're supposed to vote for. Well, that's willingly promoting what I already know as evil. Why would I do that? Why would I, with my eyes open, vote for
one evil over?
Yeah, it's evil. Evil is evil.
Well, if we get into a serious conversation, there's evil and then there's evil, all right, you know, with Bush and anybody else.
Regardless, but it's the lesser of two evils. A lot of people would agree with me that when you're making a vote between the two-party system, that it's the lesser of two evils that you're voting for, which, by definition, is evil. So why would I vote for evil? Well, I'm not going to do it, so I vote for my buddies.
All I know is that the last time I saw Guys and Dolls, Emily Lesser, she's an actress, is the daughter, of course, of Frank Lesser. And I didn't know which of them I hated more. So it was the evil of two Lessers, basically.
Very
not
nice.
Not just a joke.
Very nice.
Just a pun. They're both wonderful. I had to go there. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, we are
like
here.
You know what? I feel badly.
No, you feel bad.
I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
We were trying to come up in the car with someone we like less than Manny Patinkin.
Yeah, and I don't know that we...
We didn't come up with one.
No.
Let me explain that Manny Patinkin is... this show doesn't have many enemies, but we only have one.
Banging on the drum. There's just one heart in the world.
Wow. Wow.
That's what the improv I should do. I should try and interview you as Mandy, which was better luck than the rap
no.
I got. So, Mandy, how do you like working on this TV show that you're on, The Murder Show?
That was a spitting sound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well...
I would like to renew my candidacy for vice president, though. I think it is a grassroots kind of movement.
Right, and you know...
One vote at a time.
And we find out you don't really need a president to hitch your wagon to. You can just vote for... You can run for vice president.
Yeah. That's really neat. That's
one vote at a time, and this time I'd like more than one vote.
Yeah, well, you got the one.
Yeah.
And what party would be right to death, perhaps, or the...
The preference for death party.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Non-working families.
Yeah,
in your show business.
We pledge to thin the herd.
The AMA is lobbying hard against them. I'll tell you that.
By the way, how long is TJ and Dave running at the Barrow Street Theater?
The first week of each month till the end of time.
Oh, so it's an open run.
It is an open run.
Yeah.
Knock wood. So again, have the crowds been good.
Our next shows available will be the November shows, which are the second
to the fifth. And then we'll definitely be back again December 7th to the 10th.
So do you go back and forth to Chicago, or you guys...
Yes, we do.
Oh, cool.
Even when we come in, we do a show in Chicago on Wednesdays and do our show in New York Thursday through Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a great... It's difficult to explain, but it's the folks who come seem to enjoy it and also have a difficult time explaining it.
Kind of like people who visit my house. But, you know... Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank TJ Jagodowski and David Pasquese or Pasquese?
Pasquese.
Pasquese.
Nicely done.
For joining me in the neighborhood. Please go see TJ and Dave doing their thing at the Barrow Street Theater in New York and find out more about it at their website, barrowstreettheater.org or com.
com.
And that's theater with an R-E. Guys, any last thoughts about any subject in the world that you want to talk about?
I can't be pushing these wasabi peas enough. They're
hot peas. And on a similar note, you know, there's a bit more serious, if you will indulge me, that world hunger's there's something you can do about world hunger.
Give peas a chance.
Nosh Abyssal. have a little something. Do your part.
You should force yourself.
Do your part. Knock out hunger. Have something to eat.
Well... I'm very happy to be dining and feasting on the humor and the intelligence of TJ and Dave. It's been great to have you guys in the neighborhood. Thanks so much. Have a great one.
Thanks, Dave.
It was a wonderful day in the neighborhood.